We have Nancy Cox with us from LAX 18. Nancy, good morning.
Hey, Jack, what's the story?
Well, it was on this day 44 years ago that the big tornado outbreak hit Kentucky. This, of course, was before you were born.
No, I was in first grade, and it hit my community really hard.
Really?
Down in Taylor County. Pretty amazing, no one was hurt, but my little community was Mansville.
Okay.
And
tell me
doors were flattened.
I was going to say, tell me your recollections as a six-year-old.
Well, I remember all day my dad was kind of anxious, and hearing the news reports and just the weather, he said, just had that feel, you know, how farmers are.
Yeah.
And my dad was never a worrier, so that was strange. And I remember then late in the afternoon, it felt like warnings were issued, and we went to my neighbor's house and stayed in their basement for what felt like hours, which I thought was really cool because I got to play with my friends
yeah.
and stuff. But when we came out, we could hear sirens going, and all these people, we lived about a mile from where the stores and things were, but all these people were going down there. And then in the middle of the night, more warnings were issued. And I was just, like I said, 6 years old, and my dad grabbed me right out of the bed, sheet and all, and we rushed back to that basement. So it was a very fearful time, and my dad was never afraid of anything. The next day, we walked down through Mansville, and the post office was flattened. The country store was flattened. My school was damaged, and I just remember wood, pieces of wood, homes and things just laying on the ground. We were walking around and all that. And I remember my mom saying, you can't walk in this, you know, you'll step on something. So my older brother put me on his shoulders, and it was just, everyone was so quiet. It was just awful.
How much damage was done to your house?
You know, our house was untouched, and it was the only piece of property we had insurance on.
Wow.
My dad had two barns flattened, and he had a rental home that was a little income, and it was just, there was nothing left but the foundation.
Wow.
And there was a picture in our local paper of him walking around that foundation with his hands in his pockets and his head down, because that was just a complete loss for us. He never rebuilt that house. He rebuilt barns, but I think I only realized years later what a financial impact that had on us.
How about now? Do you get tense when weather starts getting lousy?
I do a little bit. I think working in news, you sort of just look at everything like that as a news event.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was small that every time the skies got gray and all, I got very tense, and my little sister, a couple of years younger than me, she just flat out, she had to just practically get in bed and pull the covers over her head.
Yeah.
So it was a very frightening experience.
Well,
so
I know you,
many people
you,
lost stuff.
You guys will be covering it again today. We have some potential, nothing like 74, but we've got a potential of some nasty stuff coming in here. Hey, we'll be watching you tonight. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.